Уважаемый господин.
Distinguished Chair, we're delighted to see you and all delegations here at this meeting of the Group of Governmental Experts of State Parties to the CCW on Lethal Autonomous Weapons Systems. We congratulate you on appointment to this very important and responsible post. You can count on the support and cooperation of the delegation of the Russian Federation. Chair, the Russian Federation wishes once again, within the platforms of the CCW, bring the attention of delegations to the issue of achieving rule chapter 10 of the rules of procedure. Concerning the participation of non-governmental experts and entities, including regional intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations. This issue was discussed in detail by state parties during the November 2023 meetings of the state parties, the high contracting parties, and also the annual conferences on additional Protocol 2 and Protocol 5. However, despite all of the efforts of delegations and the office, an optimal decision which would suit all and would have allowed us to settle this issue was not found. And so, this issue, this problem remains topical today and requires the high contracting parties, the state parties, to take decisive action to allow us to emerge from this situation. We confirm that the position of the Russian Federation on this matter has not changed in any way as compared to the position we set forth in November 2023. As before, our stance is that Chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure does not provide non-governmental entities by default with the automatic possibility to speak at official plenary meetings in the context of the events and fora of the CCW. Moreover, any activities of such organizations as observers, including in submitting working papers and formal documents, should strictly be restricted to their competences and should be aimed at making a constructive and positive contribution to the work of state parties and not to politicize this work. The Russian Federation, as other delegations, is interested in the participation of non-governmental entities in the work of the GGE. We consider that their technical and legal expertise could facilitate the group fulfilling its mandate and allow us to come to substantive recommendations and conclusions. Taking account of all of these factors and also the highly technical and expert nature of the GGE, we could propose a compromise solution to allow the group to work. We're prepared to confirm the rules of procedure of the Group of Governmental Experts as proposed by you, distinguished chairperson, only with the understanding that non-governmental entities, as identified in Chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure, can be present at the meetings and submit working documents, working papers, and speak purely on areas within their competency and in a non-politicized manner, not making any accusations against high contracting parties, state parties. This refers to the working papers and also to their statements made during plenary meetings. If there were any violation of this approach, a decision to agree on the rules of procedure would then no longer be valid and would become null and void. And they, the rules of procedure that is, would then need and would require to be adopted again, to be confirmed again. This understanding does not create any precedent for the future activities of the GGE and in general all of the fora on the platform of the CCW, and is only specific to this particular GGE. We underscore that this is a solution which would purely be valid for the first session of the GGE and would not create any precedent for future events under the convention. And we consider that seeking an optimal decision to the problem under Chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure is one that high contracting parties will continue to seek within the session of the GGE and on the margins of the sessions of the GGE and in the intersessional period. Thank you for your attention.